Test. In this tutorial, we will review the medication selection screen and the information that is available to help you make the most appropriate prescribing decisions. The medication selection screen displays a listing of all available medications, as well as interactive links that will access important drug information, including active ingredients, prescription indications, and drug alternatives. All of the medications that are available in the selection listing are updated regularly through Medispan database. The selection listing will automatically default to display the medications list. However, you also have the ability to search for various medical equipment that the patient may require. By clicking the DME button at the bottom of the screen, the listing will transition to display the list of durable medical equipment that the patient may need. This list will include supplies such as crutches, syringes, and ACE bandages. You can click the Medications button to return to the drug listing. When the selection listing is accessed, you should notice that the patient's name, date of birth, and weight will be displayed in the top corner of the screen. Also, if the patient has a list of known allergies, or if comments have been added at the patient's prescription summary screen, these will be highlighted in red and display horizontally across the top of the listing. The search box in the bottom left corner of the selection screen allows you to filter the results of the listing
to find a specific medication. You can regulate the medications that will appear in the listing by clicking the Show link on the right side of the search box. The show link will prompt a pull-down menu to appear with options to narrow the selection results. The first show option, Show All, is the default option for the selection list. Clicking the All Prescribed option will set the selection listing to only display medications that have previously been prescribed by a provider. Clicking the All Prescribed option will set the selection listing to only display medications that have previously been prescribed by a provider. The listing will be blank for any new providers who choose this option. The listing will appear blank. The listing will be blank for any new providers who choose this option. The listing will be blank for any new providers who choose this option until they begin to prescribe medications in MedIt. Clicking the All Prescribed, All Forms and Strengths option will display all of the medications the user has prescribed in the past. Clicking the All Prescribed, All Forms and Strengths option will display all of the medications the user has prescribed in the past. Clicking the All Prescribed, All Forms and Strengths option will display all of the medications the user has prescribed in the past, as well as those medications' alternative strengths and forms. Clicking the All Prescribed, All Forms and Strengths option will display Clicking the All Prescribed, All Forms and Strengths option will display all of the medications the user has prescribed in the past, as well as those medications, alternative strengths and forms. If you are prescribing a medication from within a care plan, the All Prescribed for Diagnosis options can be selected to display any medications that the provider has previously prescribed for the associated diagnosis code. If you are prescribing a medication from within a care plan, the All Prescribed for Diagnosis options can be selected to display any medications that the provider has previously prescribed for the associated diagnosis code. Please note that when using any of the All Prescribed Show options, if the search does not match any of the medications in the listing, the list will automatically switch back. To the All Meds option. When the Options button is clicked on, a pop-up will appear displaying several additional options that will allow you to modify the selection listing. The first option in the Drug Lookup pop-up is the generic link. Clicking the generic link will prompt the listing to only display the generic. Clicking the generic link will prompt the listing to only display the generic forms of the medications. Please note that at the top of this list of generic names, you can click the Return to Drug Name Lookup. You can click the Return to Drug Name Lookup to return to the normal selection listing. When one of the generic medication names is clicked on, the screen will again repopulate to display any medication that are When one of the generic medication names Clicking the generic link will prompt the listing to only display the generic names of the medications. When one of the generic medication names is clicked on, the screen will again repopulate to display any medication that is The screen will again repopulate to display any medication that is included in that generic category. When this list appears, you will notice that the generic medication you selected will be displayed on the right side of the Options button. Back at the Drug Lookup Options menu, the next feature that is available is the Classification Lookup. Clicking the Class button will prompt a pop-up to appear that will display the available medication classifications. Clicking the Class button will prompt a pop-up to appear that will display. Clicking the Class button will prompt a pop-up to appear that will display the available medication classifications. By choosing one of the class names in this pop-up, the selection screen will regenerate a list that will contain all of the medications that would be included in that classification type. By choosing one of the class names in this pop-up, The Prescription History option on the Drug Lookup menu uses information gathered through the SureScripts database. MedEnt recommends that this feature be used through the Patient's Medication Summary screen because there are additional details and functionalities that may not be available through the Selection screen's Options link. MedEnt recommends that this feature be used through the Patient's Medication Summary screen because there are additional Finally, if a medication is not listed within the Medispan database and cannot be found in the selection listing, you can use the free text option at the bottom of the Drug Lookup menu. This button will forward you to a blank prescription detail screen where you will be able to enter specific information for the drug you wish to prescribe. Please note that any free text medication that is entered will only be saved for that individual patient. These will not be available for reuse on the selection screen. Below the selection listing, there are two possible labels for the coverage. Below the selection listing, there are two possible labels for the coverage button. If the button is labeled Get Coverage, when the button is clicked on, the system will access the patient's insurance coverage information from the SureScripts network. Please note that it may take a few minutes for the system to process and receive this information. When the coverage information is retrieved, the button will now be labeled as Coverages. And the patient's name, date of birth, and address will display on the right. Coverages will automatically be available for all patients scheduled on. MedEnt automatically searches the SureScripts network for all patients scheduled on the current day. Therefore, you will never have to wait for the patient's coverage to be retrieved during a scheduled office visit. Therefore, you will never have to wait for a patient's coverage to be retrieved during a scheduled office visit. During a scheduled office visit. If the patient's drug coverage includes a If the patient's drug coverage includes mail order, a notification will be displayed below the coverage button. A notification will be displayed below the coverage button. You can now click the coverages button to review the patient's coverage information. If the patient has multiple insurance coverages, each coverage will display in the box at the top of the coverage information pop-up. Each coverage will display in the box at the top of the coverage information pop-up. You can click on any of the insurances listed in this box to choose which insurance you would like to designate to cover, You can click on any of the insurances listed in the box to designate which insurance will be covering the medication being prescribed. This capability can be very useful when determining which insurance will cover the medication. After the appropriate insurance has been highlighted, click the OK button at the bottom of the pop-up to update the selection listing. In the selection listing, you will notice that on the left side of each medication name, there are various informational icons that will be valuable tools when making prescribing decisions. You should also notice that a key to identify most of these icons runs horizontally along the bottom of the selection screen. Many of the icons in the listing are interactive, including the classification icon, which is located on the leftmost side of the screen. When the classification symbol is clicked on, a pop-up will appear and display the medication's classification type. You can click the classification type to narrow the listing to only display medications that are included in that class. If you cannot find the medication needed after selecting the classification type, click the icon again and select all classifications to return to the full listing. The icon in the second column of the listing represents a blank medication. When this icon is clicked on, the medication will be selected. However, none of the preset information will be included on the prescription detail screen. This option is generally used to document a prescription that was prescribed by a provider from another practice. You will still have the ability to enter any known prescription information if desired. If an image of the medication is available, a camera icon will be displayed in the next column. You can click over the icon to view or print the image. You can click over the icon to view or print the image. Please note that some medications have multiple images. You can use the arrows in the bottom right corner of the pop-up to review or print any of the images. You can use the arrows in the bottom right corner of the pop-up to review or print any of the available images. When the coverage information icon is clicked on, a pop-up will appear, and depending on the selected coverage and the medication, information such as prior authorization, step therapy, and quantity limits will display. The copay column can display one of three icons depending on the medication and the patient's coverage. In this column, you may see a dollar sign, copay percentage, or a tier level indication. All of these symbols can be clicked on to display additional copay information. The next column in the listing displays the medication's formulary status. A green check mark indicates that the medication is on formulary. Two green check marks will indicate that not only is the medication on formulary, but it is the level preferred. The red icon, containing the letters NF, mean the medication is not on formulary. An X over the red icon indicates that the medication is not covered by the insurance provider. And finally, the NA icon. Indicates that the medication's formulary status is unknown. The alternative med icon in the next column is an interactive link that, when clicked on, will prompt a pop-up to appear listing the medication's therapeutic alternatives and/or generics. The column on the left side of the pop-up will display the entire list of available alternatives, while the column on the right will display only the generic alternatives. You will notice that the medications that are starred and highlighted in yellow indicate that the medication is a generic. Scroll through the lists to select the appropriate alternative, or click the cancel button at the bottom of the pop-up to return to the selection screen. The pill and capsule icon to the right is also interactive, and when clicked on, the dosage calculator will appear. The dosage calculator is a valuable feature that can recommend valid SIGs based on information such as the patient's age, gender, and weight. Medint will automatically answer any of the required fields when the information is available. The dosage calculator will display any of the required fields that could not be answered automatically. When you have chosen an answer for each of the required fields, a list of approved SIGs will display. The SIGs that are generated through this tool are based on the manufacturer's recommendations. With regards to the information you have provided. You can scroll through the list of suggested SIGs to determine the most appropriate prescribing directions. You can use the links on the bottom of this pop-up to reference additional. You can use the links on the bottom of this pop-up to reference additional information. The expiration date indicates the date that the content above. The expiration date indicates the date that the content above will no longer be valid. MedInt continually updates this information through the Metaspan database. Please contact MedInt support if the dosage calculator's information has expired. The general dosing link accesses the dosing information for the medication you have selected. The general dosing link accesses dosing information for the medication you have selected. The dosing information will also be available when using the manual check link. This dosing information will also be available when using the manual check link. This link allows you to enter the required information. This link allows you to enter the required information manually to ensure that the SIG ranges are approved. Click the Medication Orders button. Click the Medication Orders button to return to the SIG listing. When the Show Failed SIGs link is clicked on, any SIGs that did not pass based on one of the required fields criteria. The SIGs that did not pass based on one of the required fields criteria will display in gray. When the Show Failed SIGs link is clicked on, any of the SIGs that did not pass based on will display in gray. Failed SIGs will occur for a number of reasons, including the patient's age. Failed SIGs will occur for a number of reasons, including the patient's age, or weight not being approved for the medication. The patient's weight not being approved for the medication, or a special indication being needed. Failed SIGs will occur for a number of reasons, including the patient's age, the patient's weight not being approved for the medication, or a special indication being needed. When a recommended SIG is clicked on, you will be forwarded directly to the prescription detail screen. The next icon will allow you to review the medication's ingredients. This icon will only be displayed when ingredient information is available. When it is clicked on, a pop-up will appear to display all of the active and inactive ingredients. Failed SIGs will occur for a number of reasons, including the patient's age, the patient's weight not being approved for the medication, or a special indication being needed.